Yeah, look, I mean, you've got to look at every country individually, but from an Australian perspective, we have just had such a surge in cattle supplies over the last 18 months. That's really just, put so much pressure on prices. The processing side of things, and live exporters have been, either processing or shipping out cattle as fast as they can, but, still the numbers coming out, and particularly, it's due to the drought conditions through Queensland and northern New South Wales. That's just get prices suppressed back to the producer. It's as simple as that.
So an oversupply of cattle, that's been a big issue, but you think the supply pendulum is about to swing and swing quickly. Why?
Yeah, look, I think it's in the motion right at the moment of swinging. And again, it's just because we've had such extreme turn-off numbers, if you like, the last 18 months, and that was drought conditions. We've just seen what some producers are calling the best autumn break for a couple of decades through New South Wales. We've finally had some rain through Queensland, although more would be very well received. Parts of the Northern Territory have had a good wet season. We're just seeing South Australia and Victoria about to get a few days of rain. So, it's been very much driven by hot, dry conditions. And, for what is the Australian beef industry, it's very heavily influenced by rain. And we're about to hopefully see a bit more wet conditions.
So the supply pendulum might swing, but will that result in the type of cracking prices that cattle producers around the world are seeing?
Yeah, I said earlier that you've got to look at it a case-by-case basis. So if we look at cattle prices in the US at the moment, which have been at record levels for several months now, I mean, they've got a cattle herd which is at a 60-year low. They've got a calf crop which they know is going to be at a 60-year low. So they, for a country that has around 90 million head of cattle, they're going to have a shortage of product. They've got record beef prices at the moment. It's attracting more Australian beef into the market. So really, it's a case of very tight supplies in what is a huge consumer market for beef. So for the US, that's what's driving there. New Zealand, their prices this time last year were very well depressed due to drought conditions. They've had a break in those conditions and supplies have got very tight. So you've got to look at it on a country-by-country basis. In Brazil, they've had high slaughter rates. Export markets are being driven higher by a 30% depreciation in the Brazilian currency. And their own domestic market's very strong. So a lot of these countries, they're similar themes, but the certain drivers, be they seasonal or demand, are different from country to country.
David Warriner from the NT Cattlemen's Association says the grass-fed sector needs to aim for about $3 a kilo live weight. Do you think that can be achieved?
Oh, look, to answer that one, you tell me what the weather and the dollars are going to do over the next few years and that would give you a clearer picture. But certainly, even news that we've just had this week about the Japan Free Trade Agreement, they're all moves in the right direction about getting higher prices for Australian cattle. The live export side of things is looking positive at the moment. To whether $3 is the aim or, just getting it higher from where it is at the moment is the end result. That's going to have a few forces play into that over time.
Because $3 a kilo, that does sound like a cattle price party.
Yeah, look, certainly $3 a kilo. We wouldn't have seen those prices before. I'd probably say that any time you have high prices, you really need it sustained over a period of time. And the beef industry is a long industry to move and rebuild. And, if you're going to have a period of higher prices, you need those to be sustained over a long period for that really benefit to flow through. What we have seen in previous years is you might see a price kick for 6 months, but really that doesn't enable all producers to benefit from that because obviously the rebuilding and the selling time is much longer than that period.
So if I'm in the business of selling cattle in the second half of this year, do you think I'm in for better times than 2013?
Everyone acknowledges, certainly that I talk to, that there is a supply shortage of cattle coming. Australia can't kill as many cattle as it has done in the last 18 months, plus live export. You put on top of that very poor branding rates due to the drought and higher death rates. It's acknowledged that there's going to be a very tight supply of cattle coming in 2014. Really, for producers, it'll be whether they've got cattle to capitalise on that and whether they are the ones that benefit from their seasonal conditions over the longer term.
Tim McRae, thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
Not a problem, Matt.